You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. How are my kindreds there? All of you that are in the vibe, in the frequency of love, happiness, healing. I love what our priest at our Buddhist temple had said on Sunday. He said that, you know, we have to remind ourselves that dark and light, they work together. So there are no perfect. There's no like, oh, everything is happy all the time and everything is wonderful all the time. That's not the case at all, because life is just not like that. And but what we can do is when we are thrown lemons, we can make lemonade. When people are throwing stones at us, we can have shields up, you know, stay in a certain mindset of loving and living and allowing everyone to be happy and grow. We are all growing at different rates, different speeds. Some people are here. I personally, right now that I'm older, of my friends that are in their 50s and their 40s and their 30s in some cases, it's hard, because at first you start off thinking, oh, you know, yeah, we've got things in common. But as we begin to mature and get older, and as they get older, it's like the dynamic changes, because I'm like 20 years ahead of them. So it's kind of hard to be 20 years back when I'm already here. I've already been where they are. My mother used to say to me, when I would have my butt up in the air and I thought I knew everything and I was telling her what I thought, what to do. And she used to look at me and say, you know what, my darling, I'm going to remind you, I've already been where you are. You've yet to come to where I am. It takes talent to get old. It takes talent to get through life without killing yourself, killing other people, going to jail. I mean, these are things that it is a gift to mature and to live long enough that you can share with other people. Maybe some people need to be pulled. Maybe some people want to know everything. I was one of those. I always wanted to do my own thing and kind of get my own information, because when I tend to rely too much on other people, I get misled. So I learned very early. That's why I say to you that I am my own best friend. My friends are my family. I'm not talking about associates or people I talk to every once in a while. I'm talking about people that have known me for years. They know that if they say they're my friend, then they should know a little bit about me to know when I say something, what I mean. If you catch me on a bad day, we all have bad days, hang up the phone. My friends are going to say to me, ooh, I know you're in a lot of stress, girl. I know what you're going through, blah, blah, blah. Let me talk to you on another day. Not get upset with me, because that's going to put something in my head that you may not be my friend. Because I really try to be chilled when people get upset. I try to always turn it into something harmonious. I have Libra in me. I really don't like to fight and argue with people. And if I start having a fight too much and it's too much stress to try to maintain what I'm trying to say to you, and I'm just trying to help and doing a million things myself, as we all are, I'm probably not going to be taking you into the future with me. I'm just putting it out there right now. Okay, just to let you know, I don't have time anymore. I'm in the another part of my life. I don't plan on spending the rest of my days arguing, fighting, trying to get people to understand me, where I'm coming from, where they're. I don't need it. They don't need it. I don't need it. We don't need it. You know, we're all, like I said, we're all different, growing in different ways, and we should act compassionately to understand that everybody doesn't have a good day every day. I've got a lot of stress, more than you can ever imagine. I just handle it gracefully. And I use my practice to get me through my most turbulent times. And a lot of people, you know, we say we have faith, and use your faith when you're going through something tough. That's what faith is for. So anyway, shout out, local shout out to the K9 Cardio Club. You guys, this is a badass husband and wife team. Their lives are surrounded by these groups of dogs. They bring in a lot of dogs to the dog park. And I admire them. I admire anyone that chooses to love, chooses to build in love, stay in love, and, you know, build a life together that you can show something like, yeah, we committed to ourselves, to loving ourselves. So K9 Cardio Club, shout out to them. Also, shout out, if it's true, I am imagining it is, there are a lot of media outlets running to Jonathan Majors and Megan Good, for they are married, I've been told. And they are, they seem to be happy again. Life is not happy all the time. That is not reality. You can't possibly think our lives going to be happy every day, all day, every day, especially when you're dealing with other people and their stresses and their various, problems and issues and things that we all have to encounter. So, and then happy first day of spring. We have no guests today, so I get to talk stuff and do my commentary for those who want to listen. For those who don't, you can always turn in and tune into someone else. You don't have to be bothered with me. We have lots of choices on the internet, so LA Talk Radio is my choice. I love them, the host. Everyone's cool. Everyone's trying to say something to help other people or to get some self-expression out that they need to express. Then drum roll, yay. Shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, 818-571-1508. Look at that cute. I love Kevin. Look at his little face. Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Kevin Pike. We're going to have him on the show soon. He's going to talk all about real estate. Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. So let's get into it. So recently, today, I have to read this because it's kind of deep and I didn't want to go trail off too much, which I am very capable of doing. I have no problem announcing my own faults. I don't want to be perfect. Okay, so let's just lose that. I want to be human, like, and humans are imperfect and perfect. So I want to be both of those. Okay. If I were a subhuman or something, I probably wouldn't be on the planet. This experience planetary is very boring for someone like me. But since I have to be here and I've chosen to do this kind of mission, I just try to make good of it. So today I want to talk about a word called Zange. Zange is a Japanese word. It's a Buddhist word. It means self-reflection, Zange. So the priest said to me, and I'm going to read it so I don't screw it up, that since we are common mortals living in the latter day of the law, it is only natural to assume that we may have many flaws and imperfections in our character and behavior. This is normal for common mortals like us. If we honestly examine ourselves each day, we will find flaws even to the last days of our lives. So we're never going to be perfect. If we are, we don't need to be here. I was told that each time that I noticed a negative characteristic about myself, I should never get upset. I should never be alarmed, because each realization is a benefit, because now I have the opportunity to improve myself. The process of doing Zange, or self-reflection, is honestly examining ourselves and is the process of self-improvement, which provides tremendous benefit to the person or people that are self-reflecting. So the reason I wanted to read that is that 2 days ago, it was yesterday or 2 days, whenever I saw it, the New York Post published an article with Sean Diddy Combs, and it said, the title, big letters, Sean Diddy Combs didn't know his prison call with Kanye West was being recorded. Collateral damage in war with Kim Kardashian. So anyone in the news and media like I am, you know the titles and headlines are set up specifically to draw your eyes in, to draw your interest. So you can read the article. These people have to get paid. That's their job, is to write the news and to write it in a way to make you read it so that we can get and they can get paid. So he's being held without bail at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. So my question to all of you in this situation is, do you feel that Diddy, Ye, Jonathan Mayers at some point had some problems, all of the men of color that seem to be having problems, and then now with the whole thing about bumpy face, all of my brothers who are black, they have a bumpy skin because their hair is really curly and it turns into the skin. And if they don't have, which for a long time we didn't have really products for black skin, especially for dark black skin, it turns in and it kind of looks weird, you know, and anyone that has curly hair will tell you the same thing. So I had to think to myself, in a case of war, if somebody's over here beating our butt or we got to go, I mean, I don't understand how that would make, what does that have to do with somebody's fighting? Maybe from some kind of health reason. But even with sexual transmissions and things like that, I didn't think that they would have people say they didn't want to, especially as hard as it is to get people to say they want to fight for their country. So I thought it was an interesting rule to have. And then I thought more about, let me just say what's on my mind. We tend to, as human beings, place blame on others that we ourselves have had free will to make different choices. I am a very positive, anybody that knows me, I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of love for people. I will try to help you even if I don't have anything to help myself. But I am not good with betrayal. I'm not good with people projecting onto, you know, like, other than financial things, I'm pretty good at managing my own affairs, especially at this point in life. And even with finances, I don't want to feel like, oh yeah, you're an old person and people have to help you out. That really bothers me because I'm prideful. So I'm working really, really hard to get out of that kind of feeling that I'm obligated to people because they've helped me, or we're obligated to people that we might have grown out of or grown away from because they've helped us at one point in life. I've helped a lot of people myself. I don't expect anything from them. I helped you because I wanted to. So again, all of us are full of dark and light. It's what leads us. You know, I'm led by my lighted side, but trust me, I have my dark side. Everyone does. And with understanding the law of causality, you don't want to place the blame on an environment when we ourselves are making these decisions. So how can you blame the white man, the economy, the society and everything when we ourselves, you made this decision, Sean Diddy Combs. No one had you have sex unprotected, whatever you guys were doing in there. I don't know. I wasn't there and I'm not good on gossiping. I don't get off on gossiping. I like true facts. Give me truth, you know, and even that, who cares? You know, you're a grown person. But when you start doing things outside of the law causality, it's a real law, whether you see it or not, it does exist. Law of gravity and the laws of the land, then you can get questions. So who is putting us in these situations to be judged? We're putting ourselves in those situations. If in fact we've made mistakes, been pulled in, sucked in by the wrong people, they're manipulative, cunning, deceitful. There are a lot of those kind of people in the world, and everybody I've known like that in the years I've lived, they've never made it. Their lives are horrible. You know, for whatever reason they're being led by. And even then, you know, with still denying truth and trying to come up against people that are good, honest people. In all my years of living, I've never seen that work. And even now, more so in the age of Aquarius, that, you know, humanity is showing more. We need to be more human. You know, we're learning perhaps how to work with other cultures, how to deal with other people, how to deal with mindsets that are very different than ours. And I am one, I can't stand ignorance. There's too much information for anyone to be ignorant. If you don't know something, do like I did. I never had people tell me. When I was young, I just was into self-discovery. I did a lot of self-discovery on my own. I read, studied, followed, listen, rebel, listen, rebel, listen again, learned, studied, walked forward, moved forward, went backwards. The thing that everyone does in life before we can stand up straight and say, I think I got it now. I think I understand, because based on what I see in my life, I must have something together. It's moving forward. So I don't understand why someone else is being blamed, or, you know, I guess, is that the normal thing to do, is to try to lie until you just can't lie anymore and all the facts say you're lying? Because if you're that delusional, not only do you need to, you know, understand more about cause and effect, you need psychiatric help. You know, I mean, if that is the fact, if you're going to deny, they've got film, witnesses, people that they start turning on each other because they get scared. Fear is a powerful thing, I tell you. Fear is powerful. But if you know, when we know who we are, we are less and less to be in fear, you know, less and less to be in fear. So I don't know what kind of friends or associate. This is why I don't get into calling people by their first name. And I don't really know them, because it puts me on another level. Like, I know you in a way that I don't really know you. And most of the people in entertainment that are star, I don't know those people. I've been around them in rooms, like I've told you before. I've been around them in situations where they've let their guard down. Like, you know, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, I can bet you that he probably was just so relaxed because they're used to being in front of cameras that perhaps, you know, in celebration, you know, he, you know, had to some kind of way figure out that he wasn't at home in front in his living room. He was actually on live TV. Another thing is that I've noticed that people that do, we talk online, on radio and on TV, actually I'm talking real life, not YouTube, that is called dead air. So if a sponsor is sponsoring you and you get up and walk and say, excuse me, and all of that, you're fired. They don't, you just lost them money. They're running advertisements and promotions. So thank goodness we have YouTube, that, you know, YouTube can kind of, like, you know, let people that just want to get out there and do things and promote themselves get on there. But in the real professional world, that's considered dead air. You never have dead air on a show, on a radio show, on a live TV show. You do all of that before you get online. And if something happens during the course of you doing what you're doing, it has to fly until you can get off of your time, because it's cutting into the station's time, into the network's time for us to do that. So I'm just saying that to you. Also, for those of you that are online saying that you know astrology and you know about astrology is very complex. It takes years of study to really know about the subject of astrology, just like it takes to know about the subject of cosmetology, the subject of dance. All of these are professional things that they take years. And I know the kids and other people that want to be in the know and be in the flow, because it's a trendy thing to say and do. Astrology is not a trend. You're talking about people's deepest core of their emotions, their personal selves, some in some ways. If you're doing a natal chart, then you're actually taking the skeleton of the person's, like somebody being born and say, okay, I see you're going to do this and that, or you may do this and that. The person may never do any of those things, depending on how their mind works, what happens in their environment, who influences them as children, a lot of different things. And when you really know astrology, I mean, you know about houses, transits, progressions, arcs, houses, not the just houses, and planets in houses, how they affect each other, their aspects, squares, trines, progressions, all of those are part of astrological language. And if you know those things, then you should be able to take a test with the AFA. That's the American Federation of Astrologers, that all professional astrologers study with. That people, I'm talking about people that just specialize in astrology. That's what they do for a living. A lot of professional astrologers are considered to be researchers. They are hired by companies to do research on certain planetary cycles. I know right now, I know some professional astrologers don't even deal with retrogrades, because a retrograde may be, let me give you an example. a retrograde may be Venus in retrograde. I don't know. I didn't look at my ephemeris today. But a Venus in retrograde, let's just say it's 15 degrees Taurus, 39 minutes. Your Venus is in 5 degrees Aries or something, 22 minutes. It's not going to come anywhere near your Venus. So your natal as an individual, you may not be affected at all about for a Venus retrograde or a Mercury retrograde. They all can hit, you know, depending on who the person is and how their natals are set up. Now, it's interesting to me that people decline astrology. But I'd be damned if Mercury retrograde, I'm telling you, I've charted them for years. And they are always, I'm always amazed at how they affect the planet. What it means is that on our planet, Mercury isn't doing anything. It's doing what it normally does. But at a certain times of the year, it appears to wobble backwards. And when it appears to wobble backwards to us, it affects certain things because of that it's moving in a certain direction. And again, the planets are over us. We're not over the planets. So for someone to completely disregard that the moon, the stars, and all of these things don't have any effect over human life, I would question your intelligence. Now, astrology, popcorn astrology, your sun sign, the papers do it because they want people to do something cool and everybody wants to know about themselves. You know, it's entertaining, but it is not astrology. It is not. Astrology does not depend on psychic cards. It doesn't depend on tarot cards. It is a chart. You have to know how to erect a chart. Now they have them online on lots of sites. All you do is plug the person's information if it's incorrect. If you do an astrology chart and it's not exactly the time it's supposed to be, you will get some correct, but it won't show you where the rising sign is. It won't show you where the planets fall. So you'll have certain part of maybe how it will affect the person and then certain parts of it. So Sean Combs and Kanye at these times, when he was doing something, he's a Scorpio sun sign. Well, Scorpio sun signs in general, are sexual. They like digging into the deep parts of things. They are very secretive, a lot of them. Some of them can be manipulative. Some of them have all kinds of darkness. We all have those things in our personality. I have Scorpio in me. It's not my sun sign, but I do have it in me. And if anybody catches me on a bad day, you'll feel it. You know, other people have Scorpio. On a higher level, it is probably one of the most beautiful signs you would ever encounter. It's deep, knowing, sensual, sexual, and very, very metamorphosis, you know, do met like a butterfly coming out of cocoon, or something rising from the darkest parts of life into the light. So hopefully, rather than blame the environment and say that it's society trying to be down on the black folks or whatever, those things are true. I have lived long enough to see, I've seen racism. I've seen all those, but in general, for the most people are just trying to get along with their daily life, help people out. They really don't have time to be hating somebody, especially somebody you don't really even know because of the color of your skin. And if you stay in the sun long enough, your skin will get dark. If you darken, then what are you going to do then? Hate yourself because you have dark skin too. So, you know, it just kind of boggles my mind how, again, we have no self-reflection. Everything is what somebody's doing. You know, they're doing it to us. We're the victims. We had no choice in the matter. Now, I myself have had a very, very background, especially with relationships, that I tend to choose, especially when I choose my own culture. I tend to choose people that, oh, I see their potential. They're a nice, they seem like a nice person. Well, nice isn't good enough. You have to be intelligent. There has to be some willingness to learn. There has to be some willingness to grow. And at some point back in the past, my self-worth and my self-esteem were not as high as they are now. It took me living and learning and walking in life in order to get to this somewhat polished being that you might be experiencing across the screen. So it takes time to learn and grow. And as I started out saying, all of us are at different places. It's like being in a school. When you go through grades K 1 through 12, even on kids, you can say, this toy is for ages 4 through 6. That means that their mind is where they can, you can connect to them with this particular thing. But a 15 through 17 year old, or a 10 or an 8 to 10 or 12, needs a whole nother set of lessons to learn. They've developed. They're at another age. They're not still 4 and 6. I don't expect an 8 or 12 year old child to be still playing with a 4 to 6 year old toy. It doesn't mean they're not capable of playing, but it probably would be a little boring if they've grown a little, if they're, you know, being influenced by their peers, you know, if they're being influenced by people at school, you know, different things in the environment as a child would experience. Same thing in high school. When you get out of high school, you go to college. That means you've learned a certain set of things in order to be able to go to college. You're not going to skip unless you're extremely bright. It's hardly, very few people can skip those grades and land up in another, oh, because they were so genius that they didn't have to go through K through 12. They had to, you know, they were so smart. It just doesn't happen like that. The same thing reigns true in spiritual development. There are a lot of us now. I devoted, just so you people know, I devoted my whole life to spirituality. That's pretty much what all I know. I didn't study a lot about practical things. It just was something I wasn't attracted to. And my life seemed really ungrounded and very, you know, flighty around the air because I was studying all these things and learning all these things and, you know, self-development and how can I be a better person and how can I do this and how do I understand that and how can I help people with everything that I know and what am I going to do to help people? And so I started going to all of these different cultures and things like that, much like Diddy and Ye, where you get to have money. When you have money, if you're bright, you start putting into effect all the things you wanted to do. Hey, I always wanted a house with 5 rooms, 10 bedrooms or whatever. If that's where you want to spend your money, that's good. But, you know, some people wanted to travel. Some people wanted a lot, what did they ever. So I'm assuming that in the course of them getting this money and Didigan, they didn't think of anything to do with spirituality or emotion. It was all like material gain. And usually immaterial gain, after a while, it becomes very empty. You walk in your house, the same beautiful furniture is there every day. You sit on it, you lay on it, you fart on it, whatever you're doing on whatever we're doing in our own personal lives or what seems to be our personal lives. And you don't think anything of it, but let the couch burn or something. Then all of a sudden it's important. Then all of a sudden, everything that was sitting around in the house every day that we dare not even bother to look at after a while because we're bored with it, we're tired of it, same thing every day, then it takes on a different thing. So I'm not so sure. Again, I'm trying to figure out how the economy, how white folk, black folk, whoever, can be blamed for things that we ourselves have free will, choices. I don't remember anyone tying anyone's ankle and telling them to do these things. I don't remember, even when I've made mistakes, nobody told me to do them. I was young, immature, didn't want to be told anything like most people that we think we know everything, don't never want to be told nothing. Rebellious, going to do it my way or the highway. And we learned that life just doesn't work like It doesn't work like that. And why those of us would think that time after time, we can get away with lying, doing wrong, even if it's in the dark, where, you know, because a lot of Scorpios, not all, but when that is prevalent and really raining through or ringing through to that person's energy, it's secretive. Everything is done in the dark, behind the scenes, you know. Same thing with sometimes with 12th house stuff, you know, everything's behind the scenes. It's hidden until multiverse says, okay, right condition, right time. We're going to expose it now. Then it's exposed. So nothing is really truly ever done in the dark. Even 100 years later, you know, when research is going to say, we're going to find out what happened 100 years ago. And, you know, they go back and put their data together and take the team out. I love anthropology because you get to go out and dig in dirt and all that, take their team out and, you know, do things like that. And then they come and, wow, well, we found out this wasn't true. As a matter of fact, this is true. And that's because it took some time for them to grow and for things to change in order for the paradigm to read differently. So the same is in life. Perhaps when he was young, they were young. And you guys, I don't know what it is that everybody wants to think they're old at 50. Then I'd hate to see you get to 70 and 80. Because old is nothing to do with your age. It's your spirit, how you think. I would think at 50, you'd be preparing to get 60, 70, and 80. And again, like my mother used to tell me, when I had my butt all up in the air and I was feeling myself, I was fine, young, you're cute, you know, and everybody, you know, and you talking and you going and you doing and you telling, you can't, nobody can tell you nothing. You know everything. You've been living 150 years and ain't lived but 10, you know, and things like that. And you run across your grandmother or somebody, like your mom or your grandmother, and say, come here, let me tell you something, little girl, little boy, or wherever you. You're calling yourself an identifying ass. If you're going to make it in this world, then you better learn how to tell the truth. Because a lie will not stand. They don't stand. And I've never been good at lying. So I tried to lie a couple of times and got caught. Never did it again. That's all I need. Like, look, I'll just tell the truth and deal with it. You know, deal with what I've done or whatever. And then actually tried to talk to somebody like, well, what do you think I might want to do? You know, like, I don't really trust my own mind right now because I've so far what I've done a few times, it didn't work too well. And then that's when you go to the elders and you go to people that have will give you wise counsel. Because again, as my mother used to tell me, come here, let me tell you something. Sit down right there. I know you think you know a whole lot where you are, and you do. You are an adult. Whether you are full grown, like my mother said, good and grown adult is two different things. But you've had the opportunity to walk this earth for whatever years you've walked it. So you know something. You know more than a 10-year-old. You probably know more than 15 or 16-year-old, unless something is psychologically wrong with you that you did not develop at the appropriate stage that you were supposed to develop, then you should be pretty, you know, you should be an adult enough to know right or wrong, right from wrong. But like she said, I've been where you are. You've yet to get to where I am. You've got to go through whatever you've got to go through to get here. We're not back there anymore. We've already been there, made mistakes, grew up, did it again, fell over, pick yourself up, come back. And then one day you crown and you feel like, wow, from up here, this looks like this is a whole nother game up here. When I was down there, you know, and trying to, you know, make my little ego happy, you know what I mean? Talk shit. You know, I'm sure that when those guys were young, they were just feeling themselves. That's why I'm telling you this story. You do. When you're young, you don't think. Ooh, and can you imagine young and got money and everybody's looking at you and jocking you and you're this and you're that, and I want to know you and I want to be around you and I want to do this and that. Well, that may be all and good, but make sure that what you want to be around is something that's going to be healthy and whole. And if discovered, it won't bring shame to you and your family. That's why in Buddhism, we say we must be strict with ourselves and warm with others, you know, because we never know what our karma is. I don't know what's going to happen to me when I get 80 or 90 or 70 or whatever. We don't know. We don't know the future. You don't know what your karma is, what you did 20 years ago. We don't even know when it might come out. It may not hit us. It might hit one of our kids. That's why they say, you know, each generation affects the generation before them based on what they did. You know, so if your daddy and your mama were liars, cheaters, stealers, probably that's going to reflect on you whether you want to be or not. And so the best thing to do is to live a kind of life that we can be proud of, that if something happens and the police department or the FBI or somebody tries to dig into your background, they'll find, oh yeah, Osiris went to the Buddhist temple. She'd been a Buddhist for 44 years. If you call yourself following her around, you'll end up at the Buddhist temple. You'll end up at the dog park, you know, where she goes, takes the dog. And if she's not doing a gig, she's probably at home, you know, or one of her friends, which my friends, we don't have time to hang out. We're on a lot of different schedules. Some of my friends have 9-to-5s. Some of us are entrepreneurs. Some of us are traveling. Most of my friends don't even live in LA, you know. But the thing is that, you know, we are all doing something that if somebody turned around and said, lied on you and said, wow, they did this, that, and that, people say, I don't know. I've known Miss O for a long time. And I've been with her in many situations. It just doesn't sound like something she might do. So if someone is agreeing with people out there of lies about other people and they don't even know those people, you are just as guilty as they are. And you will reap the same karmic effect that they will. That's why I tell my friends, don't ever, ever, and I mean this about anybody, mama, daddy, sister, brother, kids, don't ever ask me to lie for you. Ever. It won't happen. I'm not lying for you. You shouldn't have done what you did. And if you did it, take responsibility for it and deal with it. It might work out differently than you think if you just stand up and tell the truth. You know, so again, even with all the evidence and the fact, other people are still being blamed. Someone is saying, I didn't do it. Well, maybe you didn't. But where are the facts? I mean, who's to know, you know? And if you didn't, then some kind of way, the truth will come to light. It'll come to light. And it's unfortunate because there are a lot of people, because of their, you know, whatever they're supposed to learn, the lessons they're supposed to learn, that have ended up in prison and jail just because they were silly and stupid enough to not to follow their own intuition. You know, they knew they weren't supposed to do that. And you did it anyway. You know, some say, don't do that. You know, we do it anyway. This is our egos are up there. Yeah, well, they can't tell me what to do. She don't tell me what to do. You know, and people that are in partnerships and marriages, friendships, whatever, it's not about someone telling anyone what to do. It's about committing to, I want to work with you. I want both of us to enjoy something. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's about us, a team, a group. And a lot of people don't know how to be on a team or be with other people. They simply can only satisfy themselves. And again, you know, I find it, and I know maybe some of you think about that, that, you know, we get up in the morning and I've watched Beyonce grow up. I've watched a lot of you kids out there grow up. I mean, been watching you since you started, because I was already, 10, 15 years ahead of you, you know, watching you when you started grow up and everything. And to see years later what happens in the lives of some of these people, then it's like, how can you base your happiness on the lives of what other people are doing when their lives may not be what it's showing in the media? And don't you love it how everyone turns on people when they're human and they happen to screw up? you know, make a human mistake or do something stupid that they are going to have to pay for it. You don't have to do it. They do. And, you know, and then everybody's like, ooh, oh, I'm turning on them or whatever. Now, if they've been like that all along, then, hey, so be it. The chips fall where they may. You know, but if it's somebody that all of a sudden, you know, well, what happened? You know, are we being lied to? You know, I just can't believe that for 35, 40 years, Johnny, you know, ran a bakery and all of a sudden Johnny just killed up everybody in the bakery. What happened to Johnny? You know, what happened? So either something has happened to influence Johnny. Johnny has some juju put on him. He messed with the wrong person, got led down the wrong path. But still, Johnny is the one that made the decision. Nobody told Johnny to get led down the wrong path. That's not their fault. You know, it's not someone's fault because we don't think and we're naive. But once we learn, then it's our choice and it's our responsibility to not to repeat the same mistakes over and over, you know, because life will come. I'm telling you, it is no joke. And it is karma. I know it's a word that because the United States does that anytime we see new, you know, oh, it's a trend now. Everybody's using this word. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. That's why it's called a trend, because karma is very, very deep. It is much deeper than you just get what you sow. It's way deeper than that. There's mutable karma. There's immutable karma. It's all kind of levels of karmic effect, depending on one's intention, depending on one's how they, you know, again, how you grew up, what you're doing, how you're living, all of that. And as I told you before, like I'll give you an example. We were sitting in traffic the other day and I was getting in lane because I needed to turn. And there was somebody behind me. I gave a signal, even put my hand out to let them know I need to get in front of you. The person, they had tinted windows. I don't know who it was. They got out from behind me and proceeded to pull in front of me as if I was, I don't know if it was my skin, my hair, my whatever. Is if I had done something wrong because I needed to change lanes. And what I did, which I do now, I went in another lane. You can have the whole lane, honey. I don't have time for demonic forces, whatever gish you trying to get off on. It won't be me. Get it off on something else. Do your interaction with them. I don't do that. It's too low for me and it's unintelligent. So I just moved in another lane. And it was like the second time something like that had happened to me. You know, that I was moving and somebody, for whatever reason, I'm like, is it my car? I don't have no expensive car, you know. And I've had expensive cars. It don't mean shit. I've driven Mercedes, Porsches, all of them. It doesn't mean a damn thing. At the end of the day, if you're in the hospital half dead, what does having a Porsche or Mercedes mean to you? Nothing. And I will give you this, in my opinion anyway, I will bet that as we move further into the age of Aquarius, money is going to become less and less important. Now, listen to what I said very carefully. I didn't say that money wouldn't be needed. I said it would become less and less important. That means people will be judged, you know, not because, oh, you weren't. The guy's driving a Mercedes, he's a dick. Who wants to know him? I don't care if you have $1 million, if you're an asshole, who wants to know you? You know, I'd rather hang out with a wino that has a happy spirit drinking his wine or her wine, you know, than me hanging out so-called millionaires, billionaires, and they're dicks and don't care about anybody but themselves, you know. That energy will affect you as well. So when something comes for them, because, well, we don't know how they got their money or what they're doing to get their money, you don't want to be around them. So, you know, no matter what, you want to keep, you know, we want to keep our energy pure and as clean as we possibly can. And again, no one's perfect. All of us are going to have a bad day or off day. I try to be sensitive to my friends and I try not to project my stuff onto them. But I'm also telling, you know, I'm good about saying, look, I'm going through something. I need to turn my phone off for a few days. I need some space to myself. I've got to manifest. If I don't have it in front of me, it's something I have to turn off, tune in, and create myself based on my faith. and the things and tools that I have to live. And they work for me. And some people, a lot of people they may work for that I've shared what I believe in with them. It's worked for them as well, you know. And then there's a thing called the truth. There's opinions and then there's truths. The truth is what the judge and the legal people, if they are doing their job, they're going to go after the facts, not opinions. They're going to go after, well, what really happened? Not you don't like the woman because she's got blonde hair and she grew up in Hootadoota, Mississippi, or wherever they're from. You know, we're not talking about that. That's some problem you have. You projecting your own energy onto somebody you don't even know, you know, and you need to get it together. If you don't, then deal with it. Don't complain when karma comes from you if you're out here putting out stuff like that. And you're not frightening anybody. You're actually creating fear for your own self. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. You cannot expect for good to come from things that are sour. How can you expect to drink good milk if it's spoiled? John, I've been around you. And I chose not to go to your parties. And thank you for not inviting me. I'm glad I wasn't there. Because that's the kind of shit that's low life to me. Who wants to be around all of that? That's all y'all can find to do with your money is chase women and have sex. I mean, it's so empty and so shallow. I would think you'd be trying to go and learn how to meditate and develop yourself as a human being and be a better father and be a better artist and plug your money to this and that. But just like everybody else, you know, the devil comes for his own, you know, and they find weak-minded, weak-willed, egotistical people that, you know, will make mistakes based on their ego versus what they know to be true and to be right. So if everybody looks outside, the sun is shining. If it's not, you're in a different location. So if you have a person and everybody else sees that the sun is shining, you have one person, the sun, I don't see the sun not shining. But there's a sun right there. What do you mean it's not shining? So something might be happening. They may need some special attention. And then you have people like me. I trigger people. I am honest and I can be really blunt. And a lot of people are using this word, let's all be authentic. Let's all be ourselves. Well, what would happen if people really told you what was on their mind? If somebody really is authentic, somebody really says what they feel and what they think versus being nice and trying to win a favor and, you know, doing things like that, you know, what if everybody really was authentic and told the truth? I think it would set a lot of people free, you know. And I trigger people. I'm kind of quirky. I stay to myself, even though I'm very social and I will talk a mile a minute. If I'm at a party, hanging out or whatever, but when I shut, I'm done. I don't really, you know, I'm into study, into practice, into, you know, being a better what I'm doing, doing what I do better, making myself better at it. What better tools can I have? And I'm never, ever not wanting to learn more. And I felt like Liam Neeson with what I do know and what I've learned all these years and studying metaphysics and being a Buddhist for 44 years now and all these things, I know really, really well. What I don't know, I don't know. But what I do know, I'm an expert. I know it really well. That's why I can get up here and talk. And I can back up what I talk about. I have photos, pictures, people that are still alive. I've trained under them. You know, I know what the AFA is. I've studied under Swami Muktananda, Babananda, gurus. I've been through all of that. And none of them were able to bring me happiness until I started chanting. And I guess I could get up here and lie to you and say, oh, yeah, God did it and all of this. Whatever good fortune I brought from whatever lifetimes I came from to be here in this one, that's what I brought in. And I don't think that something benevolent and omnipotent would be down here cursing and killing kids and shooting and stealing. So there's something a little deeper going on here that we need to look at. And it might be called self-development. It might be called Zange, self-reflection. It might be called, let's take a look at ourselves before we blame the society. What are we doing to put ourselves in that situation? In my situation, I was naive. I am kind-hearted. I will walk the world for my friends and ask anybody I know, if I got it, you got it. I'm not giving it to you because I want it. I'm giving it to you because I love you. I care about you. I want you to have it. Whatever that is that I can provide. But then I found out long time, and my mother used to say again, you wear your heart on your sleeves and people are going to use you. I didn't understand what she meant when she said that, you wear your heart on your sleeves. That means that the wrong kind of people, they can tell that you're kind. They can tell you have a big heart. And what they'll do, they'll try to manipulate you and control you and do certain things. But I'm really good about observing, and I can observe as much as, so just because I'm talking doesn't mean that I don't know everything that's going on in the room. I've been trained, and my biological father was a private detective, so I've got it in my blood. It's in my family. I can read a room. I can know a dark. As soon as I walk in, I can smell it, feel it, and touch it. And a lot of times, very lighted people are put in dark situations so that the dark people can learn the lesson. Not for the light people, for the dark people. And when you've given someone a chance, like, look, I gave you plenty of chances to change. I presented you with this opportunity. You were presented with that opportunity. You have plenty of chances not to lie. You have plenty of chances to do this and that. And then when one, in these cases, you end up in jail, and then everything. Can you imagine spending your whole life doing everything, building a life for it only to be destroyed because you lied and you cheated and you stole and caught up with you? It didn't stand. So on that note, it's always been real talking to the Kendras. We're going to give another shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, 818-571-1508, 818-571-1508. Thanks for letting me do what I do. To Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio, thank you for letting me shine. And for all of you out there, my Kindred Streets, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, plug in, stay plugged in. And no matter what, I'm plugged in. My name is Osiris. You better look me up. Okay, I don't have this name for no reason. It was given to me. And when it was given to me, I didn't know what the reason was. But I tell you now, I do. I understand. So anyway, okay, it's been real. And I will see you next time. We will have a guest. And I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted to put some things out. And good luck to all of you out there that are fighting through obstacles and challenges. Don't forget, it makes you strong, and then you get to be badass. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.